What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
About rapper Tyrese Gibson.
I don't do it.
You gotta let me, but you gotta let me, you know, I'm a professional.
I don't got no opinion.
So you gotta let me, do what I do.
I wanna listen to you.
Yeah, please do. Mm-hmm. And respect my space.
Right? I'm gonna listen.
And because that's public, I believe that it's okay to speak about that.
I don't, but come on.
Tell me why.
Because it ain't none of your f***ing business, and they didn't ask you to have an opinion about their life. And everybody navigating through their shit is some shit out here.
So it ain't they.
It's hard. Life is hard, baby.
But it's not their life in particular. I believe everything is passed down.
Consider things, and you can only ask me about yourself. You can't do hypotheticals, possibilities. You can't talk to me about your sister or your cousin or your mom. It's about you.
It's impossible to be all about me and talk to you. And then we can't have a conversation about the things that's being displayed.
People can, but I find something else to do personally.
Like what?
Like mind my business. Because I got my own shit I'm working through. And they didn't ask me nothing.
So, but don't you do healing? So how are you helping people when this is a public situation that we're speaking to?
I've lived through some shit of how people will take your name and take your situation and have an opinion and talk the most about the shit that they know the least about and drag you, and you will be all through the headlines with your pain and your shame, and they'll take a little bit of truth and a whole lot of lie, and you'll be conversation. So I just don't mention people.
That's why you hear me say Tyrese in specific, who's been on,
who gave it to the internet,
right? That's what I'm saying. When you're sitting next to a high, this is high level game I'm talking about,
and I receive what you're
saying. I'm the highest. This is the end of the bosses on the game. Mm-hmm. Like when you done beat everybody else, far as game being applied.
All right, Super
I'm
Cooper.
Playing major game is being applied.
Okay.
Every time it seemed like your only experience with conversation surrounding turmoil has been bullshit conversation.
True. That is very true.
There's building happening next to next to bullshit. There's building happening in real time next to people going through these things that's picking up a podcast and saying, your perspective changed my life,
and
dog.
And that's how I feel. And that's why I want to reach out personally.
But see, you don't. Sometimes you don't got that luxury. Sometimes you ain't in that position, and they ain't in that position.
And that's true.
Sometimes you got to give it to the world. This is the problem I had when one of these podcast guys was speaking to Rick Ross and Meek Mill and D, all these guys. I'm saying, listen, respectfully to your position, but get a solution to the world. Mm. Get a solution to the world. Don't be so selfish. Well,
did you say that S word?
Man, come on, man. Don't be so selfish. Where this gotta be in my face for me to bless the building? I'm blessing everybody in the sound of my voice.
When you have been shown the door, and if you choose to overstay your welcome after you've been shown the door. True love is very much necessary, but I don't have to be. My last serious circumstance, I wasn't in love with that man. I respected him. Because I can suck and feed and be there and be a confidant and assist. And I don't have to be in love with you. But the moment that I smell your and you start doing that, now you affecting my respect level. And I can't do this and respect you. The desire for me, this is where I'm vulnerable at. I've always sought a protector. So I'm learning how to keep myself safe. And as I learn how to keep myself safe, I identify danger differently. Because danger used to look like Six Flags. Mm. And motherfucking red flags. Because it's safe over here. Because this is where I'm at.
Right.
I put the whole family at jeopardy when I start to lose respect for you. Ready to exchange love. Is what costs you something, but you can have all the love that you want to have and not give it to nobody. But the moment that you begin to activate an exchanging of it, that's when it costs you. That's when it's currency. But love by yourself, love is free. It's to be in, it's like it's a resource. It's a natural resource.
Love.
Yeah, like water. What you did with that water? You piss in it, you spit in it, you wash your face with it, you take care of it, you use it, you filter it, you nurse your body with it. And what you do with your love, where you put it at, where you give it to? It's on you. What you do with your money? You make your money make more money. You treat your dollars like soldiers. And if your soldiers ain't out recruiting more soldiers, your army dying, is that how you treat your dollars? Or what you do? You just fuck them off on some goofy love.
Now niggas want to loan me to death. Salute loan.
Yeah, exactly.
My man loan.
That's my man too.
Both loans. Old loan, new loan, both loans.
Okay.
All ops must know it's up there and it's stuck there, nigga.
When it's up there, man, it's stuck there.
Shut up.
Like, I don't want somebody that is, like, dominating to the capacity of abuse. That's a thing for me.
For sure.
Like, you got to watch how you talk to me. I don't want.
But abuse. You handle so you so you dig. It ain't any vibration.
Like, you don't gotta raise your voice at me. You ain't gotta yell at me. I ain't gonna do nothing.
But you also got that bitch spirit. Not you, but I'm saying in women, there's this.
I got it.
You got the bitch spirit?
Sometimes.
See, a nigga can't do then a nigga take a bitch spirit and he pull out a nigga spirit.
Here's the thing. And this is why I say sometimes. It's not something that I activate in continuously. Like, I believe, like, if I know that my man is upset, I don't yell. Like, I'm not about to, I don't have mature energy.
That's what, yeah.
I don't have that. I try not to deal with people that I gotta have mature energy with. However, what I do believe is when it comes to communicating with men, if a woman isn't processing that a man is communicating like a man to her, if he acting like a bitch, she better act like a nigga. And that happens a lot. So it be situations.
But who is she to say what is acting like a bitch?
Who are you to say what's acting like a nigga?
Well, because if you put yourself in a nigga position.
If you put yourself in a bitch position.
What's a bitch position?
You tell me.
I know what a nigga position is.
What them bitches be doing?
I don't know because I don't do bitch shit.
Yeah.
But I can say when you identifying like a nigga, I can say you
know.
Putting yourself in a nigga position.
Yeah.
You swinging at a nigga, throwing shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Them,
like,
is nigga positions you putting yourself
and
in.
And I don't know the details, of, you know, but it's
now,
a
I'm
lot
not
of,
saying,
I,
well,
I don't,
I'm,
nah, I'm just, I've been in, per, I've
And we,
had
we're
personal
in La La Land. We in content
no,
world.
No, we going to bring it to my house.
Okay, let's bring
I've
it to
I've been in
that.
Personal situations where I had to say, listen, this is some whole shit, and I'm not used to this. I'm not accustomed
for sure.
to a man behaving this way. This is a concern for me.
Yes.
Because I'm surprised. I don't feel safe under these conditions.
Right.
This is some bitch shit. And I'm concerned. I'm scared for my life.
Right.
Because I didn't know that this is what you do over here.
Right.
And I'm scared.
And y'all get hit with the switcheroo so much.
Man,
it's
let me
ridiculous.
Hit you with the Odie Wapie. Yeah, do you understand? Yeah.
Nigga will hit them with the switcheroo. It's the bait and switch.
I know. So what do you think women should do about that? Because a lot of women do experience that. And I hear men saying it too.
Yeah, we all do. And it's the thing.
But that's one of my superpowers is I stay consistent out the door.
Mm.
I make your breakfast on the morning, I leave your ass. I Facts. Still feed you, baby.
Facts. Me too. I'm paying shit after I'm gone for a little
let me
while.
Take, that's
get
what
your
a
shit
real
together,
one.
Baby.
Mom, I knew I smelled it on you.
Yeah, get
that's
your
how
shit
you know
together.
If you're. This how you know if you're a real one in real life. Look at your history, and be honest. Get by yourself. Just between me and you and God. This how you know if you're solid. Do you leave people better than you found them?
Facts.
If you don't leave people better than you found them, you're more fucked up than you realize. And I want you to talk to somebody.
Right. And so let's get back to what was we just talking about before that?
We can talk about whatever you
want.
Yeah,
we got a
lot
to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Don't talk to me then.
Appreciate that. We was talking about what the fuck was we talking about?
Narcissist.
No, but controlling.
Oh, controlling.
Yeah, so they say I give controlling.
That's because you want to. You can't protect what you can't control. So you gotta know. That's protection.
Yeah. And you know what I tell them is that usually the people that come to me and say I'm controlling are the same people that dump it on my lap after it's fucked up.
The irony.
Whatever happened in their life, they bring it to me after it's fucked up, and they wonder why I'm always peeking over and saying, maybe to the left a little bit. No, maybe to the right. Get it together. Because ultimately, and if I'm saying knowing is participation. I 100% have dealt with every issue these people have from every level. The people that's even able to use controlling with me, because until I'm clocked in, it's identified that I'm clocked out. You know what I mean? It ain't no cut on that. I'm nowhere in your area taking care of nothing until I'm in your area and I'm taking care of everything.
All right then.
So it ain't no in between.
I'm gonna say that again. I like when you said that. Say that. Go on and say it.
You know what I'm saying?
Go on and say it.
It ain't no in between with that. But you know, you feel me? So I'm saying the key is that I'm trying to explain to them that when you close enough to say I'm controlling, that means you close enough to affect my mission.
Life.
Yeah, my life. Everything I'm rolling with. You close enough for me to have to have my input involved in things to protect.
So I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. So when you move with people and you get intimate with them, and now you're a part of their life, and you know intimate things about them. How do you handle that information?
Handle what?
The information that you know, that you've learned by getting close. Because that's something, too. A lot of people want access. They want information but can't be trusted with information. For example, it's like you being with someone, seeing someone, and allowing them to see the back office of your life. And then when they're no longer at peace with you in the moment, now they're bringing up something that ain't got nothing to do with nothing,
right?
Because it's a sensitive topic for you. So
I try to be, ain't no try to.
Tell me.
I'm gentle, right? With people I care about. I got secrets still that I still ain't let out.
Right.
About people, about women. I got people that I got things I've done, know certain things like that like you said, I'm gonna die with certain things.
Straight like that.
You know what I mean? Because that's part of the game. And when I become involved with people and it gets to a certain level, that's a forever level.
I receive that.
Right. And we talk about information-wise, not bond-wise, because I cut a bond off. I'm a nigga that'll cut a bond off. I don't fall victim to history or none of that.
Hmm.
Right, I respect history, but I ain't a prisoner of history.
I don't really have much loyalty to who I was yesterday beyond the fact that she got me here today. And what I mean by that is this: whoever isn't activated in an invested interest in who I am today, I don't see why I should have loyalty to you.
They play that game with me, right? Because I'm moving so quick through
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Stages, right? From street.
But hold on, wait a minute, though. I got to qualify that.
Go ahead.
Because it's some people that I don't have direct connection to right now that I still have loyalty to, but they not. Okay. I said what I said at the right time because they're still pro who I am today. Like I could still call them if I needed them, yeah. Even though they're not active
right.
every day.
Right.
So I just wanted to qualify that for myself.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
I be checking myself for hypocrisy. Yeah, like, I gotta walk my talk, for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, nah, and that's respectable. Like, ding it on. You gotta respect that. I do the same thing. Like, I'll say something and correct that 2 minutes ago. I said this. That's part of it. But I think that, what were we talking about?
We're talking about loyalty and how, like, people, you know, how you carry your loyalty with you and where you get it from.
Oh, okay. This is the thing I tend to find also, because I'm moving through so many stages, is that because opportunity lives inside of my relationships now. See, when you come from the street, there's a level of opportunity that lives with your relationship, but it's not on the stakes. The stakes are much higher now. And so everybody that I involve myself with, there's a vetting process that I got to respect, no matter how emotionally aware and peaked I am. I can like you, and man, we can be having a great time, but I got to respect this process.
Yes.
Because it's too much on the line.
It's really dangerous when we don't filter people right, because we have feelings for them. That is one of the greatest ways to get ourselves fucked up.
Right.
And then that's how you get cracked, and that's how you get broken, and now right. You got to unfuck yourself.
Yes.
And if you don't want to admit that it was you that let them in the first place, now you're dealing with resentment.
But how much is it you letting them in and them being a fucked up person?
Here's the thing. It's how long they get to stay before they crack you. Because a lot of times we can get away quicker than we do at times.
That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense.
Because I've overstayed my welcome. Every time that I've ever been in any kind of situation where I've overstayed my welcome, that's when I've gotten hurt.
Yeah. And me, you know, because I think so much too, sometimes men, we kind of, when we know kind of the woman we dealing with, whether we act on it, whether we ignore it.
Tell me about that, when you say men know the kind of woman that they're dealing with.
So if you got a woman that you know how you got her, you know the terms, you know about what she'll do.
Okay.
You know about who she'll do it with.
Okay.
Right? And so sometimes you find yourself battling with scenarios you put that woman in. You try to keep her somewhat like a mother does to a son. You find men trying to keep these women out of these certain scenarios because they think that it'll trigger a behavior that compromises the relationship.
Tell me more about a certain scenario. Like, what kind of scenario? Because I've never been in a predicament where there was a place that I wasn't invited to, or a meeting that I couldn't go to, or a conversation that wasn't had in front of me because I specialize in being trustworthy.
Yeah, and see, you different in that way. That hasn't been passed down.
Like, I wanted that for myself.
Right, that hasn't been passed down. So a lot of times, dudes don't feel safe in that way around women. That's not how this works. There is a thing where that's a fun time that we come to have. Like, you are here for the fun.
Oh, yeah, well, then that's different.
Yeah, but the scenario we're talking about is that men will say.
Well, if you try to make a fun time a lifetime, that's on you.
Right. But say you got a girl and you are a guy that runs a business. You got a six-figure business.
All right.
And your girl tends to like the guys that, say in the back of your mind, you know she's with you for the money.
Get rid of that bitch.
Of course. We don't even operate in that arena, but we're dealing with scenarios for the sake of content.
Okay, come on, content.
So you're a six-figure guy. Now you spend the rest of your time with her trying to keep her away from the NBA guys.
Losing money.
That's what I'm saying.
You lose. She in the way of the money. If you can't trust her around the money, she ain't got no business around you.
Facts.
Because let me tell you something. If I'm locked in, I'm locked in. It's all kind of men that get at me. When I'm locked in, I don't open a DM. I wish the fuck you would make mine feel lesser than. I'll push your shit back, bitch. I'm not playing with you. I don't want no man feeling comfortable when I'm tucked away. I'm tucked away. So if you're allowing other men to feel comfortable with disrespecting your man, you the problem. It's you.
And it's by way of you. But
it's you. You the problem.
Yeah.
Because they gonna get. It's gonna be all kind of things attracted to you. What you entertain is a reflection of you. You are who you entertain, not what you attract. All kind of shit like the light.
So dealing with a man that's high priority, though, it gets slippery. Because
How slippery do it get?
Some of these women try to identify that as saying, like,
you. Listen, this is what I tell women, and I would love for you to consider this. Please don't set yourself up in a deal that you don't agree to. If you don't want to fuck other men other than him, but you just know that he's out there doing something else, so you decide to do something else too, that's your pussy, bitch. That's them doing extra miles for nothing.
Right. You disappointing your daddy.
Yeah, like that. You don't have to become somebody that you don't want to be because you like somebody that you really don't like, because you're now becoming that somebody that you don't want to be in their presence. Go where they fuck with you at. The thing of it is, you don't fuck with the niggas that fuck with you.
But what if you love this nigga?
Then that's your problem, because why you love something that is so bad for you if this what you do in the name of love?
It was good. And we just building. So I know. It was good, right?
Until when?
Until we ignore the weeds and it fucked the garden.
Because let me tell you something. I know about red flags that look like sick flags. I got some.
Right.
But you have to decide. When you realize that it's cracking you up, you have to decide. When you have been shown the door, and if you choose to overstay your welcome after you've been shown the door.
So do you trust love? Is love real?
Yes. And love covers a multitude of sin. And I know some men that love me today because I love them. And love covers a multitude of sin. Because I seen that shit you did. You said you still safe with me. That's love. So love is an essential. Love is very much necessary. But I don't have to be. My last serious circumstance, I wasn't in love with that man. I respected him. Because I can fucking suck and feed and be there and be a confidant and assist. And I don't have to be in love with you. But the moment that I smell your pussy and you start doing that whole shit, now you affecting my respect level. And I can't do this and respect you. But I don't have to be in love with a man to be loyal to.
So do you have room for love and respect?
Absolutely.
I'm talking about from two different people. Right? So I respect this guy, but man, I love this guy.
I don't fuck with the nigga that I love. Especially if he ain't good for me. If I'm loving somebody that ain't good for me, then I gotta examine why I love this motherfucker. It's a nigga I won't call right now on my line. Do you understand me? He got that shit I like over there. I'm not answering you. I don't even need to hear your voice. Cause you got that shit I like. I love some of that shit you got over there, but you ain't do right by me. So I gotta stay over here. And I gotta stand on it. Because I told you, last time you talked to me was going to be the last time you talked to me. And I'm going to stand on it. And it don't change that you got that shit that I like over there. It don't change it. I still like it, too. I do. I still like it a lot.
Good. So I'm saying that's deep.
That's discipline.
But I'm saying, for the person, so why don't you have room for the person you love?
Because
it sounds like you're seeking out people that you respect more than you love.
Always, especially when dealing with a man. Because men don't function with love the way that women function with love.
That's facts.
So I don't care about how much I love him. If the respect don't show up when it's supposed to show up, no, none of that motherfucking love matter.
It don't.
Because when you need to shut the fuck up, and no matter how much you love him, you just got to say it. Because you don't respect him the way that he need to be respected. You don't respect him enough to shut the fuck up, but you love him enough to suck that dick. No, thank you.
Right.
I'm going to take the man I love. I'm going to take the man that I shut the fuck up for.
That's facts. And I can appreciate that. I never thought of it like that because...
Because that's going to save my life because he protects us. See, I put the whole family at jeopardy when I start to lose respect for you. Because then I begin to implement and or allow behaviors that are disrespectful. And we can't afford that because we building something. So I don't got to love you. We can figure love out later on.
I agree with you. I just don't think a lot of women have that. And I could be wrong.
It's a lot of them out here. They be in the healing place. In my community. It's a lot of them too. So, I breed them.
That's beautiful.
For real.
When you understand that respect level, because again, that love is tied to that emotion. And that emotion will make you say things,
but I love
things. I love love, but
I don't know if
I trust love.
Love ain't to be trusted. I don't think love is to be trusted.
How can you love love and not trust it?
Because here's the thing. there's so many different dimensions. If you give your, because love don't cost you nothing.
Goddamn lie.
Here's the thing, and this is why love don't cost you nothing. There, like, the fact that you're ready to exchange love is what costs you something. But you can have all the love that you want to have and not give it to nobody. But the moment that you begin to activate an exchanging of it, that's when it costs you. That's when it's currency. But love by yourself, love is free.
You can have all the money in the world until you spend it.
And then when you start spending it, that's when it catch up with you.
Yeah, but you gotta spend the love.
You can be a miser.
What is that?
Like a miser is like a wealthy person that just like penny pinch. And they're real frugal.
So
you can be a miser with your love.
So I'm saying, but how effective is that?
How effective is it? It depends upon what's your protect. It depends on what you like. I don't get to tell you what to do with your love.
No, but if we saying that
love, like I can't tell you what to do with your money.
Right, but if we saying love ain't to be trusted.
Because.
But it sits next to the emotion that allows things to sneak past your common sense.
Just like bread.
So
motherfuckers signing them contracts, sneaking right past their common sense. Ain't
that's it? Facts. But so I'm trying to understand, if love ain't to be trusted, how the hell do we love love?
It's a resource. It's a natural resource.
Love is.
Yeah, like water. What you did with that water? You piss in it, you spit in it, you wash your face with it. You take care of it, you use it, you filter it, you nourish your body with it. And what you do with your love, where you put it at, where you give it to. It's on you. What you do with your money? You make your money make more money. You treat your dollars like soldiers. And if your soldiers ain't out recruiting more soldiers, your army dying, is that how you treat your dollars? Or what you do? You just fuck them off on some goofy shit. Love. What you do with your love? What you do with your energy? Energy free. Everything. Energy. Energy. Every motherfucker. Yeah. Energy is like love, baby. What you going to do with it?
Yeah. And I utilize love.
The energy free.
And I utilize energy. I utilize love, but I just don't. I don't trust it.
You can't trust energy. Shit. Listen.
I trust energy.
Electricity.
I trust energy.
I'm saying this. I'm saying I trust frequencies, and this is the difference. Energy, like saying you can. Energy is electricity. You can use electricity to cook a man dinner. You can use electricity to cook the man. Shout out to Bob Proctor. That's energy. Frequency. The feeling of it. Energy, emotion, emotions, frequency. Now, I trust them. I lean into them. But here's the thing. If you can't trust yourself, you can't even trust what the fuck you feel. And if you don't have an accurate reflection of self where you see yourself clearly, you can't even trust what you feel.
Even when I didn't trust me, I trust the frequency, though.
I understand. That's because you view frequencies differently. And you view frequencies through the power of you and yourself. And there's a part of you that it's just in you. It ain't on you, nigga.
Yeah.
And like, everybody ain't got that testimony.
Yeah, it's like if you with a girl,
that's
right?
That's different.
You could be like,
what you be doing with them girls?
You could be like, you don't want to know. It gets you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to know. I don't even want to know.
You do
want
to know.
No, I
you do
want to
know.
Actually, no, I don't.
You do want to know.
No, I don't.
I believe you want to know because it's. I think it needs to be studied. You know what I'm saying? I believe it needs to be studied.
Is that right?
But
I'm a scholar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And But say you with a girl, like, right, because again, my emotions may have, and this is my younger self. Now I operate out of pure, I'm just a foundated man, so I'm strong in all areas. But say I would be with a girl, or men find themselves, and let me take it off me. Men find themselves in situations sometimes where they're with girls that they emotions have tricked them to be around. Maybe they like her, she thick, she got a big ass, she pretty. Whatever it might be that entices them to involve themselves with the woman in that way, but they get around them and the frequency tell them something off.
Mm-hmm. I've had that with men a lot of times.
For real?
Yeah. That's what I mean when I say I can smell your pussy.
Right.
And I don't care. I don't care how many zeros come behind that shit. I don't care how many gifts what you wrap that bitch up in. I don't want it. Take it. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and see, I think it's a hurtful thing for a woman to see a man catch pussy.
Do what?
I think it's a harmful thing for a woman to see a man catch pussy.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's heartbreaking. It's gut-wrenching.
Man.
Yes. Damn shame what they did to that dog.
Yo, so let's talk about you know, you said something a few minutes ago I think was interesting, that you don't fuck with the person you love.
At this season, I can't even say it's love, but I can relate to, like, really feeling somebody and just saying, nah. And they got that shit I like, too.
I think I'm with you on that, but I want to build this out some because it's a lot of people wondering why that's a good decision.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Because you gotta learn how to take care of yourself. And until you...
How you taking care of yourself by not getting something you like?
Because you gotta figure out where you like it. And if you like something... Because we be liking shit that don't really be good for us. It just feel good to us. Until it don't feel good no more. And then you mad at you. See, ain't nothing like being mad at yourself. Because can't nobody fuck you up like you.
Facts.
You know you so well.
You can't run from it.
Let me tell you something. Wherever you at is where you be. You're going to be wherever you at. You can't
take you wherever you go.
Everywhere. And so until you learn why you are entertained by, you are enticed by shit that ain't good for you, then you have to discipline yourself. So that may feel like a punishment. Discipline feel like a punishment at first.
That's facts.
That shit hurt at first. It used to hurt, but now it fit perfect, baby. Nah. Can't come over here with that.
Right.
But it used to hurt at first. First, you don't feel like a motherfucker tied a tire to your chest at first. You feel it in your solar plexus, in your wheelhouse of decision making. You better be disciplined. You better patch your cracks.
How do you as a woman develop that though, being emotionally centric? Like, how do you?
I'm still developing it. I'm always under construction.
I wonder you being tricked by a man, right?
I was just recently bamboozled.
That's what I'm saying. And this is what I think people may not know is like.
I was in a whole engagement. That's why I don't get the internet my business.
Yeah.
That's why I don't tell who and what and when and where. Why I don't care if the internet never know who dick I'm sucking and never. I don't care. It ain't your business.
Right. Yeah, but I know that you're vulnerable.
Yes. The desire for me, this is where I'm vulnerable at. I've always sought a protector. So I'm learning how to keep myself safe. And as I learn how to keep myself safe, I identify danger differently. Because danger used to look like Six Flags. The motherfucking red flags. Because it's safe over here. Bitch, he killed niggas. This is where I'm at.
Right.
Until you, this motherfucker choking you in the bathroom.
Right.
You know? So you gotta see yourself. You gotta see yourself. See what you gotta see it. And you gotta lean all the way into it. You gotta feel it. And it ain't gonna feel good. And you gotta lean into the pain of it. And turn, it's a whole lot of power in that pain. I wrote a healing guide called Hurt to Help. And that's all it is about. Is like how you get fucked up and unfucking yourself.
Yeah. That's dope. That's dope. How long ago was that?
You wrote. When did I release the healing guide? I released it in 2019. And it's live.
That's dope.
The creator even gave me an actual hierarchy of hurt for pain, identity, and recovery. I could teach that shit in schools.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a process. And you can't afford to be mean to you because you're going to see yourself and you're not going to be happy with you and can't nobody fuck you up like you. So you're going to have to show yourself grace. And you won't even be able to show yourself grace until you're grateful. Because grace requires offering. And if you knock on the door of grace asking for grace, grace is going to say, what do you have for me? And grace only accepts gratitude in exchange.
Facts.
So until you're grateful, you can't even get no grace. And a lot of times we be in situations where we don't be grateful for them. Like you're not grateful for your ability and your capacity to do this shit again. I'm like on my fourth life in this life. I'm grateful. What you grateful for? Your motherfucking hustling hand, girl? Go get them. You did it again. Do it again. And do it again and do it again. Stack that shit up. Go do it. Do it again.
You know, something is telling me, though, with you. It's telling me that I wonder, do you have room for another heartbreak?
Like on some jagged edge shit, like I can't take another heartbreak.
Well, I just wonder because, you know, with you being, with you operating the way you operate.
I welcome my experiences. You don't get to pick none of this shit. I'm just going to keep it on the level, you know? Like, if it get fucked up beyond repair, it ain't going to be me to fuck it up beyond repair because I want this shit to work.
See, for me, I think I can't take one because I'm calculated. I feel as though I'm watching everything. I'm on top of everything. I'm teaching. I'm leading in this space. I'm helping men develop. And, you know, it's so much expectation. With my dealings of really everything I'm involved with. Nobody's expecting.
This shit come with heartbreak, though. And just because it's not romantic, it still break your fucking heart. When you see, man, these motherfuckers out here.
Right.
When you smell that pussy on them, that shit break your heart.
Oh, that's been doing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I see, like, nigga, you one of them?
That been fucking over me.
You understand me?
And I gotta eat it.
Yeah.
Because if I say something, if I react to it, I put the pain on my face.
Yeah, and here's the thing, and that's the reason why you got what they don't have, and it's in you, and it's not on you, because you're not emotional about this shit. But you got feelings, baby.
Yeah.
That's all right. And that's where the safe place to land comes in. Bring your feelings over here. Come and feel with me. We should feel each other. Like, that's where that energy comes in at.
And that's what men need. So why are you being divorced with that vibration, though? Or why are you in a divorce when you have
that? I'm not divorced. I didn't go through with the idea. Okay.
So why aren't you married with that vibration?
Because I don't want no bitch ass nigga. And they don't realize that they be bitch ass niggas. Like, a lot of bitch ass niggas don't realize they bitch ass niggas. That's until they come into the frequency of a real one, and like they find themselves tucking their tail in, and then they bring that resentment back home to their girls and their wives. Cause you do shit to your woman that you wouldn't do to no motherfucking man, hoe ass nigga.
That's facts.
Cause see, and that was my thing. See, I was in a situation where I tried to date something totally different than what I'm accustomed to, what my palate is accustomed to. And it was just an interesting experience, because I can accept the fact that you're not a tough guy, you know? Just don't get tough with me.
Wow. And that's what, well, that's the only place I can get tough at.
And that's the problem, hoe ass nigga. Exactly. See, now I can't do that shit that I do with a clear conscience, because I only do it because I respect you, because love come later for me.
Right. And that's the thing. These dudes find themselves in a position where they don't got the nuts to tell the boss man how they feel, or they don't got the nuts to tell the homeboy over here, or the niggas working for them, or the people stealing from them. But that girl that love them, I keep telling you, this is why love is a scapegoat. These niggas find love and get inside of there and dump everything they got that's wrong with them.
But that's that.
And that's good, but it's heavy.
It's heavy. It is heavy. It is heavy. And I'm not saying that anybody should be anyone's emotional trash can, you know, or emotional toilet. Like, nigga, just come home, keep shitting on you, you know? But what I do want you to consider is this. Is he even trying? Like, encourage him to go talk to somebody and let him know, like, this is a lot for me to take in. This is affecting my processing centers as your woman. Baby, you need to talk to somebody about this.
You know, because even for me, coming from everything, and you know, I get tired of reiterating that, but I know it's so many black young boys following me, right? And so they see me, and I'm in this weird discovery mode, and I want them to know that it's room, it's light at the end of that tunnel, just keep going. Mm-hmm. But because of all of the things that I've encountered and endured and experienced and explained, and because of how I evolved, I'm now in a position to tell myself, I don't know if I have enough room to consider someone in that way, right?
You definitely do.
I don't know, man.
You got plenty. It's just, you don't see how she could fit in. But there are certain women that just fit the fuck in. That's their specialty. They figure out how they fit in. And that's all. Just keep on living, baby.
Now, man, that's very deep. But you still, so you think that, because you said the reason you've been in a situation where, because I think it's so much to build on that, where it's, say, bro, don't come home and get tough with your old lady. You ain't been.
When you ain't tough in the world.
You ain't been tough nowhere in the world.
But you in here with your chest out, and I suck your dick.
And she love you.
And I be feeding you and clipping your motherfucking toenails and rubbing your ass down and shit, but you mad at me, yelling in here. Boy.
That shit is, hey, I'm telling you.
These motherfuckers is crazy.
It's,
you understand?
Deep, man.
It's crazy.
That shit deep.
This world is a wild place. You
so
understand
I'm
me?
Saying, are you disappointed
with that? I'm
just
visiting. This world is a wild place. Yeah. I'm just visiting.
Me and you both.
I'm just visiting.
Me and you both. I'm going to have to tell them, give me a wristband. to this, give me a, boy, this motherfucker.
I'm just visiting. You understand
this
me?
This shit is weird. Wow. This shit is really weird, though.
But weird means something beautiful. Weird means creator of magic and a bunch of beautiful things by way of etymology. So this shit ain't weird. This shit is fucked up. Like, it's something else.
So, okay.
So we ain't gonna give them weird. Weird
belongs. I can agree with that.
Weird belongs to somebody else.
Right.
It ain't for them.
So what is it? Strange?
I find it disgusting.
Okay, cool.
I find it disgusting.
Yeah.
When you look at a man and you think it to yourself, like, what you want me to do? You want me to eat you out next, nigga?
Mm, mm, mm.
What you want me to do next? Eat you out like your hairline, nigga?
Mm. Damn. Now, is that so? You contribute that to the raising of the
It always goes back to the roots, and the roots are the parents.
And so the mother raised him, then someone raised the mother. When does that, so that cycle
continues?
I don't
know. It's like Kanye said, it's going to always be haters. That's the way it is. Hater niggas marry hater bitches and have hater kids.
Mm. Think about we trying to get this to a place to sustain what I was doing away from this. It ain't the other way around. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm losing pivoting over here and I'm blowing my face up.
You know what? And then, yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, then you exposing yourself. You just said it when I was thinking.
Yeah, it's like,
because that exposure, like, it's a certain type of man that really value privacy above all things.
Lord have mercy.
You can't come over here with that shit.
Lord
so
have
imagine
mercy.
Being with a man that say he want to turn half of the house into a motherfucking Airbnb and motherfucking strangers gonna be knocking on the door where I lay my head at night. No, you don't know me. Mm-mm. You don't know me. I ain't got no business over here.
Yeah.
I ain't got no business over here. You don't know me.
Yeah, you can't do
that. I said, that's what you would think? That would be your idea to make some money?
Yeah. You done hit rock bottom far as your decision making. You done took me somewhere. You done got on the interstate with your decision making.
You just gonna let them get me. So that's what we doing. But you just gonna let them get me.
I come from my uncle and them, man. I come from, that's what I'm saying. I come from a solid foundation. Like my uncle and them would, and we talking about $1 million niggas would be collecting cans and just keeping the hustle alive. Nigga would still be getting water heaters and, you know, in the South, dog, like we got trucks.
Where you from?
I'm from here.
Oh, where? Okay.
Yeah, so we from here. So I would be with my uncle as a little boy, and he'll be $1 million worth $1 million, and he might got the truck filled up with cans, taking it down here to the spot to get $48 for these cans. And I'm saying, damn, why you still see? Because there's arrogance associated with having money that the old man, granddad, and them didn't have that. These young whippersnapper niggas get a little money and go to smelling they self. they don't respect
why,
it as the tool
and
that
that's why
it
so
is.
Many men don't appreciate it when a woman say it don't matter how much money you got. If you a bitch ass nigga, you a bitch ass nigga. Money cannot unlame you niggas.
That's facts.
Money cannot unlame you niggas.
That's
I don't
facts.
Give a fuck how much bread you get. I don't care how many dicks you suck in the back office. I don't care how much pipe you take, nigga. And you walk out with 10 million, you still a whole ass nigga to me.
Facts.
Straight
and
like
every
that.
Stretch of the imagination. And they know that. And the sad part about it is the money don't cover that up.
It don't.
So even when you go get in the mirror, even when you see yourself, you know I'm really a sucker.
And that's where the resentment comes in. And then now you don't have good intentions for other people because you know subconsciously they see you and nobody around you is really checking you. Because they benefiting from the person that you hate being the most, and that is your current self.
Wow. That's dope. That's good game you give. And I think that, you know, it's important for us dudes to hear this, you know, hear this game that you...
From a safe space.
Yeah.
Because I know what it's like. Because I know your mama didn't mean to fuck you up like that. It don't negate the reality. You fucked up, baby. Now come over here. Let me help you unfuck yourself.
Mm.
And this is what I do. Welcome. Welcome to the healing place.
What do you do about dudes that try to fuck on you while you trying to help them unfuck themselves?
I have a clause.
To say what?
Like the moment that you press up on me, I don't take you as a client anymore. And this is why. Not because I don't like that money, because I do. I want it. But it's the integrity of it all. I do this because God told me to. And I know the moment that you feel it enough to express it, you're no longer going to present to me what needs to be presented so that we can really get you some help. And you got to be honest to get the help. So that's why.
But a safe space is so attractive. Niggas is thirsty.
Yeah.
Like, it's that dehydration.
Niggas want to fuck me. Bitches want to be me.
So what? So
that's on purpose.
Yeah. So help me understand how you swat that down.
Very carefully. You got to watch how you throw things away. I've lived through some shit in my life. Behind not throwing shit away, right? Behind not disposing of things with integrity. And it'll come back and haunt you, too.
That's fact.
So I learned how to put shit away nice and neat these days.
I want to talk to you about rapper Tyrese Gibson.
I don't do it. You can't talk to me about Tyrese.
Why not?
Because he ain't here and he ain't asking.
No, but you gotta let me, you know, I'm a professional.
I don't got no opinion.
So you gotta let me do what I do.
I wanna listen to you.
Yeah, please do. Mm-hmm. And respect my space. Right?
I am. I'm gonna listen.
It's important we do that because it's an opportunity for me to give you something here.
I respect that. Yeah. So go on and share it with me, King.
Rapper Tyrese Gibson and his wife had a very public relationship and divorce. Mm-hmm. My question to you is surrounding what we spoke about earlier about getting the person that you actually want.
Okay.
I believe that it is to, because Tyrese, in my opinion, spoke to how much he really cared and loved for this girl. And so when a man opens himself up in that way, and this conversation isn't particularly about them. We use them as a sticker as to frameworking what we're speaking about. And because that's public, I believe that it's okay to speak about that.
I don't, but come on.
Tell me why.
Because it ain't none of your fucking business, and they didn't ask you to have an opinion about their life. And everybody navigating through their shit is some shit out here.
So it ain't they.
It's hard. Life is hard, baby.
But it's not their life in particular. Again, if we don't take things and learn from them, then I believe everything is passed down.
Okay,
I believe
that.
You got to learn from these things. If I say Tyrese a fuck nigga. I'm saying that if we look at the circumstances.
It's a slippery slope though.
Tell me why.
Because these niggas out here on the internet be flinging their feelings and their opinions about people who are navigating through real life circumstances and really going through it and it hurt.
Yeah, but they talking about it in public.
It don't matter.
So you telling me that they can come out and talk about it, and then we can't have a conversation about the things that's being displayed?
People can, but I find something else to do personally.
Like what?
Like mind my business, because I got my own shit I'm working through, and they didn't ask me nothing.
So, but don't you do healing?
Yeah, I help people.
So how are you helping people when this is a public situation that we're speaking to?
King, I'm so glad that you asked me that. Thank you. So this is how it works. When people come to me and they ask my suggestions or my opinions on things, and I always ask them to consider. I never tell people what to do. I just ask them to consider things. And you can only ask me about yourself. You can't do hypotheticals, possibilities. You can't talk to me about your sister or your cousin or your mom. It's about you.
It's impossible to be all about me and talk to you.
Well, here's the thing. When it includes other people, you can tell me about the situation. However, we don't get into a conversation about the other person. So we can talk about, for example, I just did a session with a young lady the other night. And like I said, everything that I speak on, it dies with me. You know, so I would never unveil names or identities. But she was talking about just the uncomfortableness of feeling like she needed a break and breaking off her relationship. And then her ex comes to get the baby. So she complains about him not getting the baby. And then when he gets the baby, he takes the baby to his sister's house and she is upset with him about that. And I told her, that's none of your business. You don't get to choose what he do with the baby after you pick the baby up. Do you want to break or not, bitch? We're not going to dissect what he's doing and how he's moving. We're going to process how you move in your life. He is a part of your life. Outside of the fact that you need a break and you trust him with the child, we're not dissecting his behaviors because we don't have no control over him. So what we going to do about us? He is who he is. You know what you know about him. So how do you win? Because you win when you get what you want and you want some peace in your life and you're not going to get it trying to dissect his behavior. All you can control is you. Do he pick the baby up? Is the baby safe?
But see, you gotta, I disagree with that. Because if I dissect, right, if I'm dealing with someone.
Okay.
And they exhibit a behavior that I never want to see again. It's important for me to examine them in a way where I know what that behavior looks like, the indicators of that behavior.
I agree with that.
So that I have to judge people that I'm involved with.
Yes, but are you involved? That's different. For example, we're not involved with the people that you named. But no, people that you're involved with, we can have a different conversation about. Like, I speak to my therapist about my mother. I speak to my therapist about
my
children.
That's what I'm saying. So when I made it clear, I think that the names just shocked, done something to you.
Yeah, because, I just don't mention people by name.
Right.
We can talk about situations.
Right, and that's what, but when I mention them by name, it ain't for you, and everything ain't going to be for you.
I received that.
Right? And some things is for these youngsters that's watching, these young women, these young men that's viewing us as we operating with whatever information we got.
I received that.
You see? So as they are watching these celebrities and their lives are running alongside what they're doing, my job in this space is always to put my perspective next to a situation. I don't find it productive to demean anyone or say anything bad, but I do find it productive for the own watchers to say, hey, the perspective I find about, man, damn, it's rough when you get a girl that you really want.
Mm-hmm.
Because that break your heart when she walk out the door.
Yeah.
You see the reaction. Sometimes you can't control your emotions. You blurt things out. Sometimes you kick her clothes out. Sometimes you won't pick the baby up, right? And it ain't in particular with these people, but it's by way of their situation.
I receive that.
That we try to teach from.
I get exactly what you're saying. I do. But I've been attacked in the media. Like, I've lived through some shit. Of how people will take your name and take your situation and have an opinion and talk the most about the shit that they know the least about and drag you, and you will be all through the headlines with your pain and your shame, and they'll take a little bit of truth and a whole lot of lie, and you'll be conversation. So I just don't mention people.
Yeah, and I think that it's a space that's happening.
I just don't. That's why I don't do it. That's why I stay like all the way on the other side of the line.
But it's hard when you're in content world.
I received that.
So I'm saying it's going to be hard to navigate
I
some
like
of
it
these.
Hard is my favorite.
Yeah, but you know, I can appreciate that. But when you're in content world and you got to have some of these rough conversations. And as our job as content creators is, especially with money, big money on the line, the job is to have the conversation in a way where you don't lose your integrity. You don't offend anyone. But it's more, you're more giving your perspective and trying to teach based on your experiences.
Well, you would have to school me on that. I would need you to coach me through that because I'm so far on the other side of the line that I'm known for not fucking. That's one of the things that I'm known for. I don't do trending topics. I don't do gossip.
And it's not trending because this ain't even trending. This has been dead.
Well, I'm not saying that it's trending now. I'm just saying from like where I drew my line. So that's something that I would definitely be open
to. Yeah,
and
that's why I'm glad we're building on it.
Because I don't fuck with it. I don't anything that got anybody name in it. Those are real people in real situations with real lives, and they didn't ask me. I don't have no opinion.
But you know, every book is written off the lives of people.
And I understand.
And they that's how they pass information down. Like, yo, this
I wrote a healing guide from my life.
So all this information is based on, yo, damn, y'all see what happened with them, man. Somebody write that down, pass that back to the next group crop of humans, right? And so if we are living in this communication age in which you operate with a voice that's extremely powerful and gives perspective as to sometimes what a man feels like or what a woman feels like in these kind of circumstances, right? Say you deal with, like, because this, if this was a clickbaity situation, we would have started the conversation with Diddy. You see what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. This isn't that. We've been talking for I don't know how long, and it's just been about
been kicking
game.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but what all I'm saying is that it's our job to some kind of way, find a way to have some of these rough conversations.
I would need some coaching on that.
And do them in a way without.
I'm way on the other side of the line. I would need some coaching
on
that.
You see, but it's rough. Why did you? So, okay. Tell me why you draw such a fine line.
Because if a person doesn't specifically, and I've been known for this since middle school. Like, this is part of my foundation. You can't come to me and talk to me about other people. Like, even in conversations when I was in
the
7th grade.
I think it's a bad framing because if I accept that framing, then I let people view that like that's what I'm trying to do. And that's not the circumstance. So it's not talking about you. we got cameras on. I got hundreds of thousands of listeners. So this isn't a personal conversation about someone.
I know, but they're real people. And I just, that's just me personally.
And I'm not upset. I hope you don't think
I don't. So we're just having a conversation. I'm not easily offended.
Right.
And that's the reason why I said I would be open to coaching if you have a way. Like, if you feel like, Queen, I see you.
Yeah.
And I fuck with you. But this right here, this may be something that gets in the way of your bread.
Right.
Me and you can have a talk about
that's
that.
That's what I'm basically saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Because what I'm saying is that you offer a certain perspective.
I agree.
And there's a way that I've made money doing this. So there's a way to do it without being offensive. And you're sitting with the king of that.
Oh, with the king.
You're sitting with the king of it. Right.
With the who you with?
Yeah, the king of it.
Go on, say it.
Yeah, the king of it.
Straight like that.
Yeah, for sure, sure.
For sure.
For shit show. So there's a way to... And I'm interested in you knowing that because your voice is powerful.
Yeah,
because
I'll be way on the
other
side of the
So you've been attacked in the internet.
I've dealt with some things.
Did it hurt you? Did you feel it? Was it true?
It was not true.
You know what I get, and before you answer that, what I get directly from these gentlemen is, man, when you talk.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Talk about this shit. I had to, it's just what it was. You kept it real.
Yeah.
I get that from these gentlemen, even after I've spoke on them or spoke on the scenario, because I always do that, right? And this is, you do with this information whatever you may, because the money lives on the side of informing these people.
I agree with that. And information is not only important, it's activation. Because the more you know, the more you can do. Like, you can take a different level of control over your life the more that you know, the more well-informed that you are. Me personally, I realize I deal with people every day. I have a lot of celebrity clientele. And I've had people that are all over the headlines and topics of people conversations tell me how this shit is ripping through their soul and their family to see things, and everybody got an opinion and everybody got a story and everything just ain't for everybody. Sometimes it's people that don't say nothing personal about it. Sometimes it's people that don't give it to the internet. The internet just took it. So to keep.
Right. That's why you hear me say Tyrese in specific, who's been on.
Who gave it to the internet.
Right. That's what I'm saying. When you're sitting next to a high, this is high level game. I'm talking about.
And I receive what you're saying.
I'm the highest. This is the end of the bosses on the game. Mm-hmm. Like, when you done beat everybody else, far as game being applied.
All right, Super Cooper.
I'm playing major game is being applied.
Okay.
So I'm saying.
I receive that, Super Cooper. I do. You got your green on and everything.
Thank you. Thank you for them receiving this. Hey, so all I'm saying is, when I say it, when you even hit me, that's why I delved into it, because
I know you
don't know me enough to know this, right? But yo, nigga, if I tell you it's cheese on the moon,
I'm going up there with crackers.
Get your motherfucking crackers head to the moon.
That's what we're gonna
do. It ain't nothing to listen. When I do it, it's the right way. It ain't never the wrong way. If you see me dribble through my legs on the court, they accepting that now.
Down and do it then.
They could be the first nigga do a crossover. They accepting that now.
Okay.
Right? So what I'm just saying is, I usually get from these guys that it's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because as they're battling, there's something to be said too of when they're battling through those things and in those dark places, they do need someone that's perspective that's giving, not somebody that's trying to clout chasing.
Because it's clickbait. A lot of that going on.
Yeah, and I can tell you've been, something's done happened to you.
It's a lot of clout chasing, clickbait. It's a lot of hoe-ass niggas and weak-ass bitches.
Let me tell you something.
I stay way on the other side of the line. Because not only from my personal experience, like I said, I have a lot of celebrity clientele. I help people. The creator has positioned me to be of assistance to mankind. I help. And a lot of times, somebody else may think it's just content. But it's the person's darkest, deepest, traumatic situations that they have to relive in their work environment if the internet is their work environment. And to another content creator, this is also my job, like a news reporter. It's also my job. So I just.
But it's administering healing by way of words. So again, when you speak on it and you're speaking from that frequency, it's like every time, it seemed like your only experience with conversation surrounding turmoil has been bullshit conversation.
True. That is very true.
There's building happening next to bullshit. There's building happening in real time next to people going through these things that's picking up a podcast and saying, your perspective changed my life,
and
dog.
And that's how I feel. And that's why I want to reach I'm it him. Personally.
But see, you don't. Sometimes you don't got that luxury. Sometimes you ain't in that position, and they ain't in that position.
And that's true.
Sometimes you got to give it to the world. This is the problem I had when one of these podcast guys was speaking to Rick Ross and Meek Mill and D. All these guys, I'm saying, listen, respectfully to your position, but get a solution to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Get a solution to the world. Don't be so selfish.
Say that S word?
Man, come on, man. Don't be so selfish where this nigga got to be in my face for me to bless the building. I'm blessing everybody in the sound of my voice. So by way through him, I'm administering healing. By way of words. Because I see this man in his darkest hour. He loves someone. And he felt as though I gave it everything I had. And he sat there, and he sat there, and he begged, and he begged, and he begged. And that us as men, you know how many niggas is in that same position.
I do sessions with them.
So that's what I'm saying. It becomes, see, for me, I'm going to get money regardless. So say I can charge Tyrese 10 grand to come holler at me, because these niggas pay me top dollar for mentorship. Top dollar. We talking, I got a partner get 35 grand for a mentorship. We talking, these niggas need help.
They do.
So sometimes I'm going to get money. I'm saying if I can put something down that may can help somebody or change somebody's life, I find myself doing a disservice to the community by not pushing that out there. And anytime I see a situation, I think that, oh, the way my brain set up, it can't be no bullshit coming next to it. Whatever I speak on is with the intentions of trying to give something.
Well, you know what? The culture needs you. Because it's a lot of whole-ass niggas out here that ain't got shit to say but some bullshit out their mouth. Mm. And that's what they smell. I think they teeth rotten, too. I think that's why they breath smell like that. You know, niggas be teeth be rotten, for real.
Right.
You can tell a lot about a motherfucker open up their mouth.
That's facts.
That's why I be telling them to say my name like that. They be thinking that's I'm facts. Being sexy. Nigga, that's I want to see your molars,
that's
bitch.
Facts.
Say that's Ajna. Facts. Open your head up.
Facts. Yeah, now that's facts. But, you know, I think that's good information, good content, man. Like I said, I just think a lot of youngsters.
I think that with your perspective, the culture definitely needs you, because it's a very traumatizing experience when somebody has the audacity to speak on your situation and be nothing more than entertained by your trauma, by situations that done fucked you up in life, shook your life up, cracked you up, broke you maybe. And it's just clickbait for them.
And I've seen this. And dealing with you in real time right now is important, because it's important for the culture to know that not only are you a safe space, but this is a safe space.
Where?
This ain't one of them kind of scenarios where a nigga get you in here and he go to talking about your darkest hour and drag you through the mud. You know what I'm saying? This is where we try to learn, and yo, y'all watch this. If nothing else, this gonna be the only soldier die about this.
You understand me?
This gonna be the only one go down about this, cause we gonna watch this from here on out. Because he didn't know and we didn't know, and we saw him go through it. And whatever he got from it, hopefully, and them same guys come crawling to me on their hands and knees to have their final conversation before they get themselves together. Before they finally say, that was my last time speaking about it.
Well, that was necessary. You know, as far as like what you provide, the element of you, the essentialness of you, the necessity of you is appreciated. And again, I thank God for you. I thank you for you, because you need it out here. Because I smell they pussy everywhere.
Tell me, but you don't say names. Tell me a scenario in which you're uncomfortable with social media, meaning like some you may have sort of been like, yo, what this what we doing now?
Just men. Just men that have just gossipy ass petty shit.
What's gossipy and what's informative?
And gossipy is anything that you have the audacity to speak on negatively that is not involving you directly. Informative is you getting the positive out of it, sharing it as a learning experience instead of just conversation between you and your whole ass niggas laughing about somebody else's demise when the minister said, when men fall, pray. Because that's you getting the opportunity to ask your creator for some grace.
Fact.
And that is interesting for me. And so I just don't fuck with it. You know, I just don't.
And I'm with you. And I'm glad you're expressing that, because there's a lot of podcasts now that you'll hear them get into a place where even people will start trying to teach and being like, by way of these scenarios, because this is important that it happens in our culture, because a lot of people learn that way.
Like, what are your intentions is my question.
Now, here's the key. They show them clear, because if you let people talk long enough, you'll hear their intentions.
And that's a fact, Jack.
It'll whistle through. So when you hear some of these podcast guys, and let's say they sit next to someone that a topic has struck them for whatever reason, triggered them, and they want to provide some insight, some introspective a conversation about it, and they going to go, guess what the podcast usually will say? And this is across the board in black podcasting. They usually say, man, nobody want to hear all that shit, man. We here for the jokes. We here for the funny by way of their conversation. And that's why it's so important that you're saying that, because that is a reality for content creation, in particular for black podcasters.
You know, that's where I think the creator that I'm set apart, Because I ain't have to showboat and sambo for none of you hoe-ass niggas. I ain't bought a follower. I ain't never paid for like I am who I am because the creator created me this way, and I give thanks. People fuck with me because they fuck with me.
Me too.
And I don't ever want to be even confused or mixed up with none of you hoe-ass niggas that do that shit that I don't like. So that's the reason why I stay so far on the other side of the tape.
But when you operate, when you enter the business, mm-hmm. it's like entering the basketball court and saying, man, I don't fuck with that ball y'all play with. It's like, yo, you own this court now. Now, if you were not doing any form of, because whatever you're doing, your biggest commercial is going to be these conversations.
Absolutely.
Right? And so with your business being your bottom line and what you have to worry about in this space, it's going to be not, I don't know. I mean, I know we can do it, right? Because we've been talking for a long time without it. But I'm saying, and I don't do it, but how I do it, when I do it, is administering direction.
I think that is something to consider.
Yeah. And that's, I hope you receive that because you're needed in over on that side.
And if it didn't come from you, I would probably continue to vehemently reject it.
Right.
But, you know, what you're served is just as important as where you're served it. Like, nobody can serve you your favorite meal on a trash can lid once you get to a certain level. I don't care how much I like it. You can't give it to me like that. You better pick that shit up.
Right.
You better talk to me nice. Yes. You know. So I receive it. I do. Because I do. I stay way so far on the other side and because I don't want to be confused with you
motherfuckers. But a lot of your relationships can even come by way of that, right?
It's possible.
Let's just say, and I'll give you this scenario, man, and I thank the creator because it's like, boy, it just, because this scenario for those people watching, right, I just hope they get it. Let's just say when the circumstance happened where Erykah Badu or SZA, one of these girls was being called out online by a content creator. And all of these things will just keep very vague for the sake of the conversation. But your ability to step in right then with perspective as to all of that bitch-ass nigga shit that you just laid down to see a man attack a woman in a way where it's publicly embarrassing, shame.
You know something else that I do?
What's that?
I let men check men.
That's facts. But you, what I'm saying is, you provide perspective to the woman on how to deal with, because men are checking men, and that's being checked.
I need that.
Yeah, that's being checked. But I'm saying your perspective helps the woman in that scenario. Mm-hmm. Like, say, and what I was speaking about is a lot of your relationships can come by way of that, meaning, let's say you spoke up in a way that helped some artist like SZA in that moment.
Because when I speak up, I do help. I do help when I speak up. So, and I'll consider it, but.
And it's just, I just hope you receive it. And again, it's for me to give it to you because the money is there.
I receive it.
Not all of it. And you stay true to the purpose like I'm doing. We stay true. You in a spot. I got children next door. Like, I'm true to the purpose for free. Them children for free. That shit ain't got a 501(c). Nothing. This costs money. So this, I'm stay true to the purpose, but you don't get on this court right here and say I'm not dribbling the ball. You dig?
And I be on the court just standing there.
Until they take it until you get took out the gym.
Well, then take me out the gym.
But it don't. Why do that when
fuck
it's money?
This gym.
See, there you go. Gym. Go to that emotion.
You see what I'm saying?
They go to the emotions. See,
but I'm telling you, that's where it be at.
But see, the logical man sits back and says, "Oh no, no. If I can sit down long enough,
and that's why women specifically need a real one that can see the whole board and that you trust to help you make the play."
You say you
because
say,
when you are not safe, a motherfucker had you out here going against
stupid.
Everything that you feel you shouldn't have never did, making a fool of yourself, putting it all on the line, and you still out there, you caught out there.
No.
And he ain't even there to keep you safe.
Facts.
And that's been my situation in my life repetitiously for different ways and different reasons. That's why I stay so far on the other side
and
of the line.
I'm sorry that happened
things.
To you. I'm sorry that happened to
see,
you.
The only way for me to protect myself was for me to just go and get out the way. Cause I didn't have no protection on the front lines, And in order for me to get the job done, I need to be on the front lines. But I wasn't safe out here. So I went and found somewhere to get safe.
Right.
Until my head of security came and got me.
And you know what I say? It's like, man, that's powerful. But you know, I say that, yeah.
Because it's the people that you help. See, it's the people that you help that hurt you. Hurt don't never come from an outside space.
Right.
Motherfucker got to be close enough to hurt you.
Yes.
And it's usually the people that you help. And it's, you know, life got a thing about, you know, surprising you. And I don't like surprises. So I stay out the way.
And you know, with this content space in particular, logics kick in for me because I'm emotionally tied to disrespect as well. So hearing my name hurts me.
Hmm.
Especially in the mouths of niggas that wouldn't say it in my
whole
face.
Whole ass niggas. You would never say that shit out loud over here.
It
motherfucker.
Hurts me.
I'll knock your teeth out.
Boy, please.
And I'm here's the thing, and this is about the transition. This is it. Cause I'm a real good girl. I'm a hood girl though. And that shit don't work in business.
Yes.
And when you out there and the only way that you know how to protect yourself to a vast capacity is physical, where you reach out and touch motherfuckers, and now you got shit to lose and you just can't be touching on people like that and the spotlight is shining on you. Nigga.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.